KUTX 98.9 live in Studio 1A with a crowd of our concert club members. Welcome, y'all. Thanks for being here today. We're happy to have you here to bring in the weekend. Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. And thanks to our guests who are about to perform for us exclusively and then tomorrow night at 3:10 at ACL Live. And I think we can all agree that the world could use a little bit more harmony, and we're about to get some. And what cooler introduction could there be than to say that someone's from Muscle Shoals, Alabama? I mean, come on. Muscle Shoals. That's just that has its own gravitas. But we have the Secret Sisters. Their third album is brand new. It's called You Don't Own Me Anymore. And as I mentioned, their show's tomorrow night at 3:10 at ACL Live. But we've got a live song for you right now on KUTX. And then we'll talk it up with the Secret Sisters.
All right.
All my life, I ain't never been a lucky man. Saw the back of my daddy's hand. Lost your mama to the promised land. In my time, I ain't never had a thing that's mine. Till they handed me a baby fine, my little girl. There are only two things I know. I get ugly when the whiskey flows. Wanted you to know I love you so. And I would kill before I let you go. Taking off for Mississippi, wearing someone else's name. Brought you in this world and I can take you from it just the same. If you leave for Mississippi, I will beat you at your game. Brought you in this world and I can take you from it just the same. To marry some rich man's son. I bet he's never met a poor man's gun. In the darkness you could not see. The drunken devil interrupted me. Two bullets and a crimson sea. Now I'm certain that you'll never be. Taking off for Mississippi, where someone else's name. Brought you in this world and I can take you from it just the same. If you leave for Mississippi, I will beat you at your game. Brought you in this world and I can take you from it just the same. Grief and sin, when the righteousness of you sets in, and the blood in my veins begins to ramble on. Now I know we can stand and judge the execution man, but we all have to make a trembling stand before the sun. Can your branches carry me before the war, before the wine, before I stole what wasn't mine. Can you bring my baby back to me?
Secret Sisters, live on KUTX. The song is Mississippi, and the album is You Don't Own Me Anymore. Such sweet harmonies and not such sweet lyrics in that one.
No, I was actually thinking when we started singing that song, this is a terrible first song to sing because it's just so heavy.
Just about murder.
Yeah, on a beautiful afternoon in a beautiful city, and we're singing about something so heavy.
That's okay. Murder ballads are a great folk tradition.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's...
We've got a lot of them.
Yeah. A lot of murder ballads or folk traditions?
Yes.
We only have two murder ballads.
Whew. So. Thank God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But the first, that was a good one, as we say. The album's called You Don't Own Me Anymore. Who are you referring to?
Oh, there are a lot of people and ideas and traditions and maybe stereotypes that we are referring to. We went through a really rough spell a couple years ago. We found ourselves dropped from our major record label. We found ourselves facing an enormous lawsuit from our former manager. We had to go bankrupt in order to try to just save ourselves. And as you can imagine, when you're going through that sort of thing, it's really, really difficult to feel inspired and to, you know, sit down and write songs. And so there was about a 9 or 10 month stretch where we had just completely given up on music, and we were done. I mean, we really thought that we would never write another song or make another record or play another show. And so when we started writing songs again, it was only for the purpose of trying to heal ourselves. And so we never dreamed that those songs would make it onto a record. But as we started collecting these, you know, songs that were inspired by the darkness, we really kind of figured out in hindsight the lessons that we had learned. And so we learned a lot about, you know, the power that resides within us and the, you know, the different things that we've even imposed upon ourselves as, you know, Southern women. So, you know, it references certain people who maybe did us wrong, but it also, it's bigger than that because we really had to shed a lot of our perceptions of ourselves for the purpose of moving forward. So
definitely a silver lining in the darkness.
Now, yes. Yeah. But going through it was, no thanks.
Now that we're on the other side of it.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
And you'd worked with some people on your first couple of records, Dave Cobb, who we know from working with a lot of artists that we love, including a guy from Alabama named Jason Isbell.
Yeah, that's, right. That's true.
We went to the same high school as Jason.
Yeah.
I thought you guys came up together.
Yeah.
And T-Bone Burnett worked with you on those first couple records, but now we have one Brandi Carlile, and she actually offered to produce this record, right?
She did. Yeah. We've actually been friends with Brandi since 2011 or so. We went on a tour with her and Ray LaMontagne back in the day, and ever since that time, she's just been a really great mentor to both of us and has, you know, called in to check on us periodically, and we ended up playing a couple shows with her in late 2015, and we played some of these newer songs, not even knowing if we were ever going to record again. And she ended up being really impressed by them and wanted to get involved, and the rest is history.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. She must have brought the twins with her, though, because she doesn't go anywhere without the twins.
No, never.
We would feel like we were shortchanged if she didn't bring the twins with her.
The Hanseroth twins are Brandi's musical collaborators, and they co-produced the new record from the Secret Sisters. And Laura and Lydia play tomorrow night at 3:10 at ACL Live. And, I know this is somewhat of a cliche question, but I'll throw it out there. People who come up with music, sisters that sing, sometimes it comes from family, sometimes it comes from the church. Are either of those things the roots of your music?
Both of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Our dad has been in a bluegrass band ever since we were little, so we were always going to bluegrass festivals, and we grew up in a church that doesn't use any musical instruments, and so you had to focus on harmony and learn to read the shape notes on the page, and that's really where we attribute most of our harmony to.
Wow. That church was in Alabama then?
It was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Tiny church.
I like that concept. No instruments you have to learn.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre, you know, but we started in that church. I mean, as soon as we were, you know, able to go to church, we were there every week. And so, you know, we weren't going for the purpose of learning how to sing, but it was a really convenient, you know, byproduct of of going. And so, you know, now as adults, we can kind of look back and in the songs that we write, we can even see how, you know, the subject matter and the, you know, different languages that you hear, the words that are used in gospel hymns somehow find their way into what we write, you know, that is secular. And so, yeah, that it had a really big influence on everything that we do. So,
yeah, I love the flea as a bird on the new
Thank
album.
Thank you. Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, dark one.
Yeah, yeah, the creepy
17th century.
Yeah, dark. Let's try to save souls by scaring them to death.
Yeah,
song.
Really. Yeah.
Okay, it was my wife who liked it. The Secret Sisters are here. They're at 310 at ACL Live tomorrow. The new album is called "You Don't Own Me Anymore," and we've got another song on KETX. Which one?
Well, this one is it's our big hit radio single on the new record. This is a song that, again, it was one of those that we wrote never dreaming it would be heard, and we maybe would have been a little more careful if we had known that it was going to be on the radio. But this is a song about the last fella that I allowed to break my heart in my 20s, and it was good because he was a constant source of songwriting inspiration. But I got married to a different man last year, and since then, my well of songwriting inspiration has completely dried up. It's true.
It's a problem.
It's an issue. It's gonna really be an issue when we start working on album four.
Yeah, true.
But this is a song about you know, this one bad, unfortunate run-in that lasted too long, and I have a good feeling that he knows exactly who I'm talking about. So it's called "He's Fine."
Davy White, where is he tonight? He's sleeping with her in a Tennessee town, and he's fine. I think I lost my mind and my wasted time. I'm dreaming alone in a hotel bed that he's mine. I bought a gown to match his name and kept my virtue just the same, so I could offer to my love a bride he could be proud of. I was sure I held his heart until a Louisiana girl tore us apart. I watched him as he turned away into her arms where he stayed. Davy White, where is he tonight? He's sleeping with her in a Tennessee town, and he's fine. I think I lost my mind and my wasted time. I'm dreaming alone in a hotel bed that he's mine. Once my tears had all run out, I learned how to live without. Pieces left behind and told, I took to the hard road. Strangers know the songs I write, they come to hear me sing at night, but they don't know I've paid a cost. They don't know what I lost. Davy White, where is he tonight? He's sleeping with her in a Tennessee town, and he's fine. I think I lost my mind and my wasted time. I'm dreaming alone in a hotel bed that he's mine. Till all the miles erase my pain, till all the hurt is gone again. Searching for the next mistake, who never ever could replace. Davy White, where is he tonight? seed town and he's fine. I think I lost my mind and my wasted time. I'm dreaming alone in a hotel bed and he's mine. I'm dreaming alone in a hotel bed and he's mine. But he's sleeping with her in a Tennessee town and he's fine.
The Secret Sisters, live on KUTX. Another silver lining. There you go. You Don't Own Me Anymore is the new album tomorrow night. The duo plays at 310 at ACL Live. Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you
anytime.
For having us.
And good, because we're going to take you up on that.
Okay.
And we're going to sign off for the radio portion of what we're doing, but if you can stick around and do another song or so, we'll post them all at KUTX.org real soon, and our multimedia team is here, so we'll have video as well. So we can do that, right?
Great, yes.
Yeah,
all right. Is. Go see the Secret Sisters tomorrow night at 310 at ACL Live, and it was a pleasure to have them here today, and a pleasure to have y'all here today on KUTX 98.9.